And I'll continue with three very short, I think they're war poems. The first was inspired by John Stallworthy's, he was the curator of this exhibition in the Imperial War Museum, Anthem for Doomed Youth. And it's about Edward Thomas, whose name has cropped up in the course of this conference. And it's two quatrains, and it was inspired by objects in a display case, his pocket watch and his diary. And I'll follow that with a poem called Pipistrelle, and this is about a soldier who lost most of his skin in a mustard gas attack, and he was kept alive very lovingly by nurses in a salty solution for months. And I imagine for him a strange pet, a little pipistrelle, a little bat. And the third of these short war poems was inspired by my father, first of all, who, when I brought home a mouth organ from school, a harmonica, picked it up and played it. I'd never heard him play anything, but he had taught himself, like so many Tommies, how to play the mouth organ in the trenches. But I couldn't write about it until many years later. I was reading a book on early Greek philosophy, and there was Anaximenes, who believed that breath or air was the basis of all existence. And I mentioned a music hall favorite in the poem. The one that I have in the back of my mind, and you can choose your own, is "It's a Long Way to Tipperary." Edward Thomas's poem, with thanks to John Stallworthy, and of course to Edward Thomas. I couldn't make out the minuscule handwriting in the notebook the size of his palm and crinkled like an origami quim by shell blast that stopped his pocket watch at death. I couldn't read the poem. From where he lay, he could hear the skylark's skyward exultation. A chaffinch to his left, fidgeting among the fallen branches, then all the birds of the Western Front. The nature poet turned into a war poet, as if he could cure death with the rub of a dock leaf.